You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a mind bender in 20 minutes. Right now, it's a long time, first time. A couple people were on the line and dropped off the line, though. Why
Come
do they do that?
On. Don't get scared. We're friendly.
So that opened up two lines, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. First up to bat this time with long time, first time is Jamie. Jamie, good morning. We're glad you finally called us.
Oh, my God. I've called forever.
You've called forever?
Yes, I've been calling forever, watching the show since my kids were little. And yesterday was the first time we got through, and today was just meant to be. So here I am.
Well, first of all, you said you've been watching the show forever. And then second, this is for people that have never called in, but good morning anyway.
My boyfriend called in yesterday, so it wasn't me. This is my first time.
Oh, your boyfriend. Oh, he's the best. Oh, my gosh. You have had some coffee this morning.
No, that's all natural.
Really?
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Where did you meet this boyfriend?
Well, so our old apartment complex, he went through the traumatic brain injury and he was rehabilitating in our complex and the facility. They own some of the apartments. And so he was walking around the courtyard and I was remote because of COVID. And so we just happened to meet in the courtyard when I rescued a blue jay.
What'd you do to a blue jay?
Are you sure he's the one with the head injury?
You rescued a blue jay and he was out there. Yo, your phone's cutting
your
out phones, so bad, Jamie.
Your phone's breaking up a lot, Jamie.
I don't
Jamie.
Know what is happening right now.
The phone is breaking up. We are losing you, Jamie. So she met her boyfriend in the courtyard at the apartment complex. Something about a blue jay.
And he had a brain issue.
He had a brain injury. But now they're together and they're happy. And
he called yesterday.
He called yesterday. Was he the guy who said he fell and hit his head?
That's right. When did he call?
Wasn't there a guy who fell off a ladder or something?
That was Boys Against the Girls. Yeah, he had fallen off some scaffolding or something at the Broadmoor and hit his head.
That's it, at the Broadmoor.
Yes.
And I asked him if the Broadmoor was going to put him up for a couple of days or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Okay,
right,
Jamie.
Jamie, thank you for that call. Here's Jim. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Well, good morning, boys.
Hi, Jimmy. What are you doing this weekend, dude? Oh,
boy. Well, we're celebrating a birthday.
Who's we?
Okay, we need more information.
I am turning 50 this week. Actually, today.
Oh, hey. Happy birthday, Jim.
Hey.
What are you going to do? What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, we're going to have a lot of, we're going to have some friends and family over in the backyard. We're going to keep it COVID safe, but in the backyard.
Okay. Are you grilling? Is there a cake? Is there, what's going on with the party?
You know, we're going to bring a food truck.
Really? That's the way to do it, man.
Look at that.
Easy.
What kind
cleanup?
Of food truck? Now I got to know what kind.
Well, it's a Asian fusion taco food truck.
I'd eat the Asian fusion tacos.
Man. We might have to crash your party.
That's pretty cool.
I tell you know, my wife, she sets me up real well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to break out like the lawn darts or something while everyone's there?
You know, it's the theme is like Day of the Dead kind of party, and you know, if we get crazy, we might just get out the microphone and guitar.
Start tearing it up, huh? This one's for Jim. This is going out to Jim. Well, that's cool, buddy.
All the we'll make it a block party so no one can call the police.
Let me ask you, how are you doing with hitting 5-0? Are you mentally? You doing okay with that?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's a great milestone. 40s were great. Why? I figure 50s are going to be better.
Yeah, they will be better.
Keep rolling, man.
And Jeremy is tiptoeing up on 50, and I can't wait for that.
Oh, please,
day.
I got years. Years before.
Not that many years.
Yes, I do. Almost a decade.
No, no.
It's like 8 years.
That's close.
No, almost there.
You're closer to 50 than you are to 30.
Oh, God. Don't make me sound old.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Jim.
Getting up and doing stuff. Yeah.
All right, listen, all right, I'm going to give you calling, the two-word birthday song, though. Are you ready? Happy birthday. Oh, there you go, buddy. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Jim.
All right, thank you for
being on
the show.
Can I tell you a food truck story really quick? The other day,
please.
I lived by this big park, and there were two or three food trucks parked at the park, and there was a huge gathering and people all over there eating. Mm-hmm. And a couple of us wandered over there just to see what was going on and why they were there. It turns out the neighborhood next to ours, their HOA gave each of their residents a $40 voucher to go visit these food trucks and have like a lunch on the HOA.
What?
And on the surface, that seems nice, but I was over there like, what the hell? That's horrible management of your HOA funds. So essentially, I'm paying, if I lived over there, I'd be paying to get everybody lunch. Like, keep up the property, fix the fences, do other things. Instead, they were paying everybody $40 to go get a free meal at the food truck. And I instantly got suspicious. I was like, who on the HOA board is friends with the food truck people? I was like, oh, this sounds like a little inside.
Well, maybe
spiff
it comes out of
trucks.
A different set of funds.
From what I understand, it was like the common general fund.
Huh.
And everyone got a food truck voucher. And I don't know. I didn't like it. Thank goodness that's not my neighborhood. But I just thought, doesn't that sound suspicious? Like, you know, president is maybe friends with the food truck guys.
I can see why you would think
little,
that.
Something was a little off with that.
Back to the phones. It's Kristen. Hi, Kristen. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
I can't believe I made it on.
Well, here you are. Don't screw it up.
Yeah, there's only a million people listening right now, so be careful.
Oh, this
right?
is intense. What's going on in your life?
So I wanted to talk about kids in daycare getting sick and still having to pay for daycare. I have a two-year-old and a baby in daycare, and the last 3 weeks they've been homesick from daycare. So we still have to pay for daycare, yet my kids are homesick and not really sick. He maybe threw up in the morning, was completely fine, but he has to stay home for 48 hours. So now my kid, who is quote-unquote sick,
right,
quotation marks,
just because of a puke. Right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're like, why should I have to pay for the services if my kid's not there?
No, I'm the other way around. I agree with the daycare.
Why?
Why? Because you got to put yourself in their position. I mean, it's one thing, you know, all we think about is our own lives. But you think about it, they're running a business. So if they have somebody who supposedly is taking up a space so they can't sell it to somebody else, and that kid only shows up half the time or something like that, then they're out money. So
no, I totally get
it.
Yeah,
we get
more
that.
The frustrating part where you're paying all this money for daycare, and it's not cheap.
Yeah. What do you think your kid ate to throw up?
Pancakes, apparently.
Pancakes? What kind of kid do you have? What kind of kid throws up after pancakes?
My kid is a bottomless pit. He goes back for 3 helpings of breakfast every morning, so I don't know how.
Wow.
So he was just full, is what you're saying.
I hope that kid is moving around a lot, too, getting some exercise.
He doesn't stop. He is all boy.
Yeah. Well, send him back early. Just tell him to say whatever. He doesn't need to be home for 4. Just tell him it was a pancake incident.
Well, he's back in school today, but now his little baby brother is home for 2 days because he threw up at school. He can't go back for 48 hours.
Why do they keep throwing up at school?
And they might be doing it intentionally so they can come home. You know, that's possible.
And it's my first week back at work from maternity leave. Having 2 sick kids home your first week, that's fun.
Yeah, it's like impossible.
Wow. Oh. What do you do for a living, Kristen?
I'm a project manager. I work on building websites.
Oh, okay. Very cool. All right.
Well, listen, we got to run. I appreciate you calling finally for a long time, first time, and I hope your pukey kids feel better.
Tell them to hold it.
Thank you.
See
you're
you later.
Delightful. Have a great day, all right?
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That Bye. Is sweet Kristen here on the radio with your boys and okay, where are we going here? Molly. Hello, Molly. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, shucks. What are you doing this weekend? Tell us you got something fun going on so we can be jealous of you. What is it?
I'm actually working this weekend.
Oh, yuck.
Well, then we're not jealous.
Yuck. What do you do?
I am an EMT out of Aurora.
Well, see, we need you to work.
Yeah.
We need you.
Hello.
How long have you been doing that?
A few months now. I got out of school in January, so, I mean, it's definitely not a boring job for sure.
Have you saved anyone's life yet?
I like to think so.
like brought him back?
I haven't had to do CPR on somebody yet, thank God. But I've had a few questions.
Thank God, that's like what you're there for. Yeah, we don't need you second guessing this if something were to happen.
Now that's funny.
You're like,
But you know, in all honesty, nobody wants to do that. Right?
No, but that's what she's trained to do.
No, but I
and she's like, thank God I haven't had to do it.
Well, I can see why she would say thank God, because thank God people are not, you know, almost dying.
Yes, right? I mean, there is that, but yeah, so, the whole mouth-to-mouth.
It sounds funny, but they don't even do mouth-to-mouth anymore, I was
told. You got that little thing, right, that you can squeeze into their mouth.
Yeah, we got a little mask that has either...
That puffer thing.
Either a filter that you can put your mouth directly on, or you have a BVM, which is a bag valve mask.
Bag valve mask, Dom.
See, she knows her stuff.
Yeah, she knows the BVMs.
She knows her stuff. Thank God she hasn't had to use it yet. you couldn't be more delightful. We got to run. How long have you been listening to this show?
A long time now. You guys are the only show that really plays my kind of mix of music, because I listen to all of it, so.
Well, thank you.
Well, that means a lot. Well, thank you for listening. You have a great weekend, and maybe this is the weekend you'll
this
have to perform
it.
CPR.
This is it. Right? Prepare yourself.
I hope not.
So funny. Molly, we love you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye, Molly.
Bye. Oh, we have the greatest listeners. It was funny the way she said, thank God.
Thank God.
Another edition of Long Time, First Time. What do we learn today? Anything special?
No.
Pukey kids.
BVMs. We learned about BVMs, whatever that meant.
BVMs.
We just BVM talked about it, Dom.
And
it's Jim's birthday. Who cares?
And Jim turns 50.